time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks. Taking a look at regional volleyball semifinal action from last night and some of the scores that we can take a look at here for you from around the area. It was Coon Rapids Baird defeating Earlham in 3 games to none, 25-23, 25-16, and 25-21. Kemper Catholic had to go 3-2 to beat Roland Story. They lost the first game 25-14. Came back to win the second set 25-23, and then it was a 25-16 win in the third, and they lost 26-24 in the fourth, and then it was a 15-13 win for Kemper Catholic in that fifth and final deciding game. And Council Bluffs St. Albert swept Clarinda, made easy work of them, 25-18, 25-15, and 25-16, 3 games to none win there for Council Bluffs St. Albert as they'll move on into the regional finals. Taking a look at some of the other local volleyball scores from last night, St. Albert will now move on to take on Pella Christian. They were 3-0 winners over I-35. The Region 1 Class 2A final will feature Maple Valley and Western Christian. Maple Valley 3-0 over Missouri Valley and Western Christian 3-0 over Hinton last night. In 2A Region 3, it'll be Kemper Catholic facing Gilbert. Kemper Catholic defeated Roland Story 3 games to 2, and Gilbert was a 3 game to none winner over Des Moines Christian. In Class 1A Region 3, Stanton was a 3 game to none winner over Nishnabotna, and Corning defeated Lamoni 3 games to none, so it'll be Stanton-Corning in the 1A Region 3 final. In the 1A Region 2 final, it'll be River Valley facing Lamar's Galen Catholic. They both won their matchups last night, River Valley over Arweva and Lamar's Galen over Kingsley Pearson. In 1A Region 5, it'll be Woodward Granger taking on Coon Rapids Baird, as both those teams picked up 3 games to none victories over East Green and Earlham, respectively, last night. And in Class 1A Region 4, it was East Union 3 games to none over Moravia and North Mahaska 3 games to none over Twin Cedars, as they'll now match up East Union and North Mahaska in that region for Class 1A final. Also coming up this week as well in regional volleyball play, it'll be a regional final played in Atlantic on Wednesday night as Harlan will take on Red Oak in Class 3A. Also a 4A regional final played on Wednesday at Adel will feature Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln taking on Urbandale. In other sports, World Series came to a conclusion last night, and the St. Louis Cardinals won a remarkable World Series they weren't even supposed to reach, beating the Texas Rangers 6-2 in Game 7 on Friday night with another key hit by hometown star David Freese and 6 gutty innings from pitcher Chris Carpenter. A day after an epic Game 6 that saw them twice within one strike of elimination, the Cardinals captured their 11th World Series crown. After a whole fall on the edge, Tony La Russa's team didn't dare mess with Texas or any more drama. Freese's two-run double tied it in the first inning against loser Matt Harrison, and Alan Craig hit a go-ahead homer in the third, and they walked in a couple of other runs later. And pitching on short rest, Carpenter improved to 2-0 in the World Series and 4-0 this postseason. Tony La Russa won his third World Series title as skipper. Also in Major League Baseball news from that World Series, David Freese did win the MVP of that World Series. Down to their final strike in Game 6, the Cardinals' reluctant hero delivered a tying two-run triple in the ninth inning Thursday night. Freese then did one better, a leadoff homer in the 11th that gave St. Louis a dramatic win over the Rangers and forced a first Game 7 since 2002. Freese capped his memorable October with another strong performance last night, hitting a two-run double in the first inning to tie it at 2-all, playing solid defense at third base and drawing a pair of walks that helped lead to runs. Freese was again front and center in that 6-2 win that wrapped up the Cardinals' 11th World Championship. In other Major League Baseball news, the LA Angels have chosen Arizona Diamondbacks executive Jerry DePoto to be their new general manager. That was announced with someone, a person of knowledge of that situation, telling the Associated Press on Friday. The 43-year-old DePoto spent the past 6 seasons in Arizona's front office, serving as interim GM in 2010 and sticking with the club after Arizona hired Kevin Towers for the full-time job in September of 2010. He also worked for the Red Sox during their run to the 2004 World Series title. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig expects he will have to decide what compensation the Boston Red Sox should receive for allowing general manager Theo Epstein to leave and join the Chicago Cubs. Epstein quit Boston with a year on his contract to become the president of baseball operations for the Cubs. If Boston and Chicago can't reach an agreement by Tuesday, the issue goes to C-League. NBA Commissioner David Stern has canceled NBA regular season games through November 30th after owners and players broke off labor talks on Friday. The two sides are still unable to figure out how to split the league's revenue and end the lockout. Stern says it's not practical, possible, or prudent to have a full season now. Owners are insistent on a 50-50 split of revenues, while players last formally proposed they get 52.5%, leaving them about $100 million apart annually. Players were guaranteed 57% in the previous collective bargaining agreement. No further talks are scheduled. In college football news, last night there was one ball game. TCU quarterback Casey Paschall threw for two touchdowns, and the Horned Frogs capitalized on two special teams plays to build a big first-half lead over BYU and then held on for a 38-28 win on Friday night. The Horned Frogs beat BYU for the fourth straight year. In other college football news, the Big 12 welcomed West Virginia from the Big East and bid goodbye to Missouri before the Tigers even had a chance to make their move to the SEC official. Big East has been busy courting six schools and says it's braced for the latest losses. The Big 12 statement says the Mountaineers could start competing in the 2012-13 athletic season, but Big East Commissioner John Marinato says West Virginia will be staying in his conference for two more seasons. A legal battle is sure to follow. The Big 12 said it expects to have 10 schools for the 2012-13 season, listing West Virginia, but not Missouri, which is expected to complete its move to the SEC any day now. Meanwhile, University of Central Florida's Board of Trustees has unanimously voted to give school president John Hitt authority to negotiate a contract for its athletic programs to join a new conference, most likely the Big East. Also in college football here today, lots on the slate, and we'll have a football game for you here on the radio this afternoon. 12:30 the pregame, 2:30 kickoff from Minneapolis, as it'll be the Minnesota Golden Gophers hosting the Iowa Hawkeyes in Big Ten play. And once again, 12:30 the pregame, 2:30 kickoff here today on KJN. Also today on the road, Iowa State travels to Lubbock to face Texas Tech. Red Raiders fresh off a win over previously unbeaten Oklahoma. And they'll try to get a win now back at home where they are 0-2 so far in the season. And it will be Iowa State trying to pick up that conference victory. They are on trying to snap that four-game slide. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight in Lubbock. It'll be televised on Fox Sports. Other top 25 college football action today. The early contests look like this. Number 18, Michigan hosts Purdue. Number 14, Nebraska will host number 11, Michigan State. Number 16, Texas A&M will host Missouri. Vanderbilt is home to take on number 10, Arkansas. Also, Duke will host number 12, Virginia Tech. Number 7, Oregon hosts Washington State. Also, number 22, Georgia is on the road at Florida. Number 25, West Virginia will be on the road in Piscataway to take on Rutgers. It's Baylor at number 3, Oklahoma State today in Stillwater. Number 19, Penn State will welcome in Illinois here later on this afternoon. Number 8th ranked Kansas State is home in Manhattan to take on the number 9th ranked Oklahoma. Also later on in the later afternoon and evening games, it'll be number 21 Arizona State hosting Colorado. Number 23 Auburn hosts Mississippi. Number 24 Texas will host Kansas. Tennessee is home to number 13 South Carolina. USC will take on number 6th ranked Stanford tonight in the Coliseum. And number 5 Clemson is at Georgia Tech. And number 15 Wisconsin is at Ohio State. In other news from the NFL, Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't intend to shed his scraggly beard or lose his large collection of T-shirts after signing a six-year, $59 million contract that secures him as the Buffalo Bills franchise quarterback. The one-time journeyman, 2005 seventh-round draft pick, and Harvard graduate has formally arrived as a bona fide NFL starter after being rewarded with what could potentially become the most lucrative contract in team history. It includes $24 million in guaranteed money. The contract extension comes as Fitzpatrick has helped the Bills to a surprising 4-2 start while leading an offense that's ranked 10th in the NFL in yards and 3rd in points. Bills starting left tackle Demetrius Bell will miss his third straight game with an injured right shoulder. Also, that will force guard Andy Lavitre to switch positions for Buffalo's home game against Washington in Toronto this Sunday. Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford wouldn't confirm Friday whether he'll be able to play Sunday at Denver. Stafford seemed to be without limitations while reporters had access to practice on Friday morning, planting with and jogging on his injured right ankle. Houston star receiver Andre Johnson will miss his fourth straight game Sunday against Jacksonville with a hamstring injury. Johnson returned to practice this week, and the Texans had hoped that he would be able to play. Pittsburgh receiver Hines Ward did not practice again due to a sprained ankle and is officially listed as questionable for Sunday's game against New England. Browns running back Peyton Hillis did not practice because of a hamstring injury but has been not been ruled out of Sunday's game against San Francisco. Quarterback Tavares Jackson completed his most extensive day of practice since suffering a pectoral injury 3 weeks ago and appears likely to return for the Seahawks on Sunday. New Orleans running back Mark Ingram is out of Sunday's game against St. Louis with a right heel injury. The agent for Chris Harris says the safety released by the Bears this week has been claimed by the Detroit Lions. Cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones was activated off an injury list on Friday, making him eligible for Cincinnati's game in Seattle. And Jones has been sidelined for approximately a year by a bulging disc in his neck that required two surgical procedures. And one note from college basketball. North Carolina is an overwhelming top choice in the AP preseason college basketball poll. The Tar Heels return all five starters from the team that went to the regional finals last season. That helped them earn 62 of the 65 first-place votes cast. North Carolina is ranked number one in the preseason poll for the eighth time. That ties UCLA for the most all-time. The Tar Heels easily outdistanced Kentucky. Ohio State got one first-place vote and is third, followed by defending national champ Connecticut, which got the other two first-place votes. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.